The sermon this morning is entitled Anonymous Appreciation Month. For those of you who know, every October we begin a series of stewardship sermons that lead up until the second Sunday of November, which is Dedication Sunday. I will begin that series next Sunday, and during it I look forward to sharing with you some of the great stewardship hymns that are in our hymn book. You can find a list of stewardship hymns and the index that are listed by that topic, stewardship hymns or stewardship. But today, Anonymous Appreciation Month, there are two scripture readings. The first is from the Gospel of Luke, and then we'll be turning to the letter to the Hebrews. But first, in Luke's Gospel, at chapter 21, verses 1 to 4, this is the story of the widow who made an offering to the temple treasury. He, that is Jesus, looked up and saw rich people putting their gifts into the treasury. He also saw a poor widow put in two small copper coins. He said, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all of them, for all of them have contributed out of their abundance. But she, out of her poverty, has put in all she had to live on." And then in Hebrews, I'll be reading the first three verses and then skipping to the end of that chapter. Verse 1, chapter 11, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Indeed, by faith our ancestors received approval. By faith we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen was made from things that are not visible." And then verse 29 and following, "By faith the people passed through the Red Sea as if it were dry land, but when the Egyptians attempted to do so, they were drowned. By faith the walls of Jericho fell after they had been encircled for 7 days. By faith, Rahab the prostitute did not perish with those who were disobedient because she had received the spies in peace." Verse 32, "And what more should I say? For time would fail me to tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David, of Samuel, and the prophets." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray as we come to the message this morning. Oh Lord, as we come to you this morning in this time of the proclamation of your word, we are so grateful for all of your creation. We are especially grateful for the fall weather. Remind us in this hour of worship during this time that you provide us with a faith that is meaningful and important to the world. Remind us that we are to enjoy our faith and not just endure it. Oh Lord, speak to each one of us at our point of need. And we pray in anticipation because we know that you will do just that. And so we lift all of our prayers just now in the strong name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. I begin by telling you about a psychologist, Alfred Adler. He is considered the founder of modern psychiatry, and he has written that the greatest need and desire for every person is the need to feel important. I believe that is true. By the way, Alfred Adler, he also came up with the concept of the inferiority complex, because he knew that there are many people who have never been told how important they are. And so he knew of that. And he was totally convinced that everyone needs to feel important. Everyone needs to be needed. Everyone needs a place of belonging, a place to contribute, a need to feel important. And that drive, he believed, was stronger than all of other drives, even the drive of sex that Sigmund Freud talked about. The need to feel important is more important, said Adler. Another way I've thought about that in the last number of days is to remember back when we were children. Did you ever have daydreams and imaginations? Of course you did. We dreamed perhaps we were heroes, and perhaps we even dressed up to play the part. Did you ever do that? Were you ever a knight in shining armor? We have a photo in a family photo album of our older son, Will, when he was about 5 years of age, standing at the door of our home in Sarasota, and he had three plastic swords stuck in his waist, wearing a pirate hat, and his mother was teaching him how to speak as a pirate. I hope we've not damaged him from that experience. But it was so cute, three swords stuck in his belt. It had to be three. Perhaps you imagined when you were a child that you played army, perhaps. Perhaps you felt, you imagined you were a wounded soldier and helped to save the day in battle. We would often, with a group of neighborhood kids I ran with, we would often go look for sticks that looked like weapons for a war. Or perhaps you imagined you were the director of the orchestra, or like I did this morning, director of the choir. And notice how they sat. Did you see that? It was so really, I want to do that again. I carried out a childhood dream. And you contributed. Thank you. I feel important today. Perhaps you imagined you were a baseball player coming off the bench in the ninth inning with two outs. It's a wild card game in baseball. And you get up and you hit a grand slam home run, and your team then proceeds to go to the World Series. And by the way, if you have that dream, the Rays really could have used you this past week. Now, imaginations and dreams, they are wonderful. We all have them. They're important for us to have such dreams and imaginations as children. They help us to feel important and needed. But in reality, not just talking about daydreams, in reality, life may not have conferred on you and me that kind of stardom. We may be regular and trustworthy as persons, but we are hardly giants in the world, are we? We may show up on the fourth page of the digital newspaper, but we may not make page one. And I'm beginning to think it may not be a good thing to end up on page one in the digital newspaper. Not many of us are a watchword like that singer and concert performer. What's her name just now? Taylor Swift. I heard it. I heard it in the first service as well. Taylor Swift. What a rage she is. What a great performer. But it comes right down to it. We are basically accomplished people. No doubt we are. We're accomplished people, but also relatively unknown, perhaps anonymous for the most part. And that's what this sermon is about this morning. It's about all those unknown, unnamed, unrecognized servants of God who actually make things happen and make things go so smoothly, even miracles they can do. They help with miracles. And so this morning, maybe this message is about you, at least some of you. I was thinking, of course, as I was putting this sermon together, I was thinking about that poor widow coming to the temple treasury to make her offering. And there was Jesus watching the whole crowd. And Luke tells us that this widow, she made a meager gift of two copper coins. And Jesus then went on to lift her up among all the other rich givers who he had also watched. And he reminded them how significant her gift was compared to theirs. You remember her name? Was it Deborah or Mary or Lilia? No, she doesn't have a name. And yet, who doesn't know about the poor widow who gave two copper coins? History reminds me of a time when I read other stories in the gospel where people just weren't named, but they were very important teachings. There were 5,000 people, John's gospel tells us, 5,000 people one afternoon on a hillside, and Jesus began to teach them, 5,000 people. The afternoon came, and then supper time, and there weren't just 5,000 people, there were 5,000 hungry stomachs. And Jesus had compassion for them. You remember that story? He reared back and he performed a great miracle, and all of them were satisfied and fed. That's how it happened, right? Jesus all by himself. You remember the story? 5,000 people all fed. What a miracle. All by himself? No. No. I say it's wrong because we need to remember, at least in John's gospel, there was a small boy who helped in that. There may be some of you who are asking, what boy? I don't remember reading that in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. No, they tell the same story, they just don't remember the boy. It's only John that remembers the boy. The other gospel writers didn't remember him nor his name among that mass of unnamed people. They remembered Jesus. They remembered the disciples telling Jesus, send them home, they're hungry. But John remembered the boy. He had 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. He was a nobody. His name will never be known. But on that day, there was a spontaneous picnic on a hillside in Galilee. And Jesus performed a mighty miracle. I hope you see this morning where this is going, especially at this time in our world that is so divided, that is so broken, where there is war and rumors of war. It is time in this world for us, with all of these issues taking place, we need to put a good word in for the masses of anonymous people who often suffer and are unnamed and unknown. Praise be to them. They build cars in this country that we drive. They transport our luggage at airports. They sometimes do more than that. Sometimes they control the air traffic and help us to take off and land safely. It's time you can go, this time you can land. They prepare our food at restaurants and bring them to us sometimes in so many different ways. They work long hours. They teach and care for our children. They care for us when we are in the hospital or going through a difficult surgery. They offer themselves and their resources. As we learned through COVID, truckers are so very important. Certainly, we need great leaders. We need those people whose names are in the bright lights. But where in heaven's name would we be without all the anonymous people that help things to run smoothly? What would we do without them? And so the story this morning about the anonymous widow who made her small offering, it should encourage us. It should. It should encourage us today to go out and to honor all those people who offer of themselves all that they can. They offer their resources without any bright lights and often without any recognition. In a world with gigantic problems, and you heard those problems mentioned in the prayer this morning, so many problems, there are so many great dreams also among them. And we don't want to say to those people encountering problems or having great, great dreams, we don't want them to ever say, I am nothing. What do I matter? I am unimportant. Because in reality, it's these people I'm mentioning this morning that make everything work. And so all praise this morning to those anonymous people, wherever you may be. Why? Well, the first reason is this. I'll offer you 2, but here's the first reason. Though mostly invisible to this world, you do your part. You do what you can do. We don't know the widow's name. Jesus praised her because she put in all that she could out of her poverty. It didn't look like much, but it did to Jesus. We don't know the boy's name who brought the 2 fish and the 5 loaves along with his generous heart. We don't know his name. We don't know the name of that father who had 2 sons and gave his inheritance to the younger son who went out and spent it unwisely. We don't know that father's name. For that matter, we don't know the name of the younger son nor the older son, but it's one of the most famous parables in all of Scripture. We don't know the name of the man who went down the road on the way to Jericho, and he found a man on the side of the road that had been robbed and beaten, and it was a certain man. What was his name? It was a certain man who helped that poor man in the ditch. Their actions are lifted up above, almost above those who have names in Scripture. The stories are those that we live by, that Jesus teaches us to live by. Did you notice our second reading this morning? It illustrates way back in the book of Hebrews, the author lists a whole series of heroes, a whole list. It's worth reading chapter 11. Abraham, Sarah, Moses, King David, all the great ones. Then the writer comes to the end and he says, in effect, at verse 32 in chapter 11, time would fail me to list all the others, but you know who you are. That's always the way it seems for all those anonymous people. At the end of a list, one of those helpers, too many to mention. You've heard the announcements before. We've given them. There are so many people I should thank this morning. You all know who you are. Perhaps this morning you feel like an anonymous parent doing all that you can. Perhaps one breadwinner in the family, perhaps two. Perhaps you're fortunate to have two breadwinners, and then late in the evening you have that bedtime story with a son or daughter. Let me tell you how important that time is. Or perhaps you are a caregiver this morning doing all that you can do for that loved one or relative. It's so important. Don't give up. Hang in there. Don't ever forget how important your faithfulness is, your prayers are. They all count. They all are important. You are valuable. So many go unnoticed. Millions upon millions of people in our world. And so let me finish this morning by saying just a few more things. You there, seemingly anonymous, you are the hope of the world in terms of your morality. Why? Because somebody knows that you will not sit, and stand for racism or discrimination in this day and time. You will not, and that's because of your faith and your trust in God, even though you will never make front page news. You will not allow it. Those of you this morning who feel anonymous, you are the hope of democracy. Even though your name may not appear on the ballot, you are the one that goes out every time and votes. And then secondly, I promised you 2 points. Secondly, note that although not only do you do what you can, and even though you know you cannot do everything, you have decided to do something. Praise be to God. And what I'm suggesting, if you've noticed by now, is that we should have an appreciation month, not just for church staff and pastors in this country, but for all those who feel somewhat anonymous and unimportant. And I would say this morning, one of the reasons is because you're also the hope of the church. You were the hope of the church. I've seen it in the past, and it will be true if the church is to have a grand future, and I believe Almighty God calls us to be just that. There may be those of you who won't chair a committee or make big fiery speeches. I don't think big fiery speeches are often necessary. But when there is something to do behind the scenes, I know people who have been there and will be there in the future. Anonymous contributors, anonymous volunteers, always there. Not just one, but many of them to the glory of God. And I'll tell you when I most vividly saw this, anonymous people. It was during the pandemic. We were coming out of the pandemic, beginning to worship again, and there were all these volunteers that were needed running around on Sunday morning trying to get things ready like Lone Rangers wearing masks. So anonymous were they. And then I do not know, I could not have made it through if it were not for those masked people doing what needed to be done. They are there somewhere, silently in the background, doing their part. They seldom get the credit, but because of them, often the miracle happens that is our hour of worship and other things in life. And so I say this morning, if you are wondering if you are important, hear this. To you back there or in here somewhere who slips in and out of church every Sunday, or those who are watching silently, faithfully through the live streaming, you're important. Bring whatever gift you have, even if it is just a few loaves or a few coins. Do what you can. And then watch it multiply, because it will. Who you are and what you are doing in the world, in your church, in your family, and in your neighborhood, it matters and it's important. Keep it up. May it be Appreciation Month for all those who feel anonymous. And then may you hear always the Master's voice saying, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Let us praise as we close our hour together. O Lord God, we are so grateful for these moments together, for the hearing of your holy word, for the singing of the great hymns of faith, for being able to lift our prayers up before you for those we know and love and care for and our world as well. Remind us, O Lord, no one here, no one is anonymous before you. In Christ's name, amen.